Good evening again, Dave. Yeah, for me at least coming up, normal work week at least, but I am getting ready for my trip. I will leave on Saturday down to Arkansas. So Sunday I will be on the road in Missouri, so I will hopefully get on the Sunday night net with Echolink. And Monday night net I will be down in Arkansas at the hotel, so hopefully I can get on from there as well. So at least the two Sundays I'll be on the road, as well as next Monday. The following Monday for Labor Day, I will be home. I have to be home by then because I go to work the next day. So I should be back in the shack for that one at least. It's got to cool off down there something. Temperature today down in Little Rock, which is near where I'm going to be staying, I'll be about an hour or so west of that. 103 degrees today, supposed to be up there, 101 to 103 tomorrow. Saturday or Sunday when I get there right now, they're listing about 90 degrees, which would be would be better, but not much better, 10 degrees less, better or so. But yeah, they've got an excessive heat warning that's out for today and tomorrow with heat indexes at 115, so they're basically saying stay indoors, do all of that, and we'll be on a motorcycle trip, so we will be outdoors for hours on end. I have a couple of trips planned, routes planned that are in the 3-hour, 4-hour range on the ride time, so through the mountains. So hopefully the mountains it's a little cooler, but I don't know. We'll find out when I get there. And I got to call my cousin that I'm going down to visit tomorrow night and make sure that he's able to ride in those temperatures. I don't know if he rides in those temperatures or not. I know other guys that do, but there's some guys that, oh, if it gets, you know, 90 degrees, they're in the air-conditioned house, they can't do anything. But we'll find out. If not, I'll be riding by myself for 4 days. But that's kind of the plan at the moment. I'll kind of keep you apprised when I get on the net Sunday and Monday of next week. So 73, everyone, have a good week. Remember, school starts tomorrow for a lot of school districts. So if you are out and about in the early morning hours or 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, watch for school buses, watch for kids, and watch for a whole bunch of more traffic because you'll have a bunch of parents in the morning that have no clue where they're supposed to take their kids or what time they're supposed to leave. And it's usually about a mess out on the roads for the first week or so as parents get used to it. But for this, a lot of them are just for a few days this week, and then they're back off again till after Labor Day. So I don't know. You have to check your local listings, I guess. So 73, everyone, have a good week. KC8YVF, back to that.
Okay, real good there, Ron, KCAYVF. So be safe there on your trip there, Ron, and have a good time. Yeah, I sort of look forward to the kids going back to school because that means the camping gets a little better in the next couple months. So I probably will be planning some stuff going on. I know that I checked today one campsite that normally is real hard to get into. And I know that it was filled for this period. I see that they have some openings, so there's people cancel and go with that. Another thing I saw, though, the particular campground state park normally $38, I think this year was. They are listed now for $53 a night, so the cost is going up. Which I'm not sure if that's going to keep people out of the parks and give me a chance to get for a reservation that I want, or people just say, hey, we don't care, we got to do this, we need a vacation, and that's, I think, is probably going to be the case. Okay, let's go to Mike, KF8 EDQ, you're up, stand by Tom. Go ahead, Mike.